There's the Banjo Friends, and Mutual presents Plantation Jubilee.
Oh, won't you come on and have a good time? Come on and have a good time. Your worries won't be long if you join us in a song on Plantation Jubilee.
Hear the voices singing. Hear the banjos ringing. Down on the old plantation. Join the happy call. Sing a happy song. Down on the old plantation.
So come on and have a good time.
Well, howdy-do and good evening. This is Charlie Lyon on the old plantation inviting you to sit back and relax while you listen to Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Robbins Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the Plantation Choir, and the singing star of our show, Kurt Massey.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring the roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring the roses out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go.
That's a fine way to start things off, Curtis. Just fine. Well, now, boss man, did you have a good time at George Beatty's birthday party last night?
Man, I sure did, Charlie. How about yourself?
Woo-wee, it'll take me a week to get over it. I never ate so much in all my life.
You know, I think that goes for everybody, Charlie. Now, I don't want to mention any names, but when it comes to eating, there were certain three boys that made the rest of us look like we were on an 18-day diet.
You don't mean...
I mean...
Tom and Harry...
Well, Tom, Dick, and Harry. What'll it be tonight, boys?
Well, first of all, Kurt, we want to say that we really enjoyed the food at George's party.
Oh, so I hear. Tell me, is it true that you ate, the three of you ate 299 bananas?
Yep, that's correct, Kurt.
Well, now tell me, why didn't you eat one more banana and make it an even 300?
What? Make hogs of ourselves? Well, now, speaking of food, we decided to take a cook's tour through India. Here's Pindu the Hindu Faker.
Pindu the Hindu Faker, with his tricky mystic magic never fails. For he's an expert cobra charmer, and he must be made of armor, for he sleeps upon a bed of nails.
Ouch!
He can't fool anybody, like the doctor, lawyer, butcher, and the baker. But never once in all his life has he ever fooled a wife of Pindu the Hindu Faker.
As our caravan slowly winds its way through dark and mysterious India, we approach the ancient city of Badgigaon on the banks of the Brahmaputra River. We are fortunate indeed to arrive at the season of bazaars, at which time the native fakers are proudly displaying their wares. Here on our right is a native snake charmer about to give a performance. Let us pause a moment and watch the show.
There ain't going to be no show. There just ain't going to be no show.
Well, how come, Honest John?
Well, you know my pet snake.
Yes.
The one that's nearsighted?
Yes.
There ain't going to be no show today.
Well, tell me, man, why not?
He eloped with a rope.
As we move along, we come upon a native trouser merchant. He mingles with the crowd with many pairs of native panties piled high upon his noggin. He's advertising his wares.
Dighty, 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 dighty.
Next, we come upon India's oldest and toughest skin faker, who, having risen to greatest, is about to lie down again upon a bed of spike nails. There he goes.
Ouch!
Boy, that was a good one. Now, before we leave this mysterious city, we entered the gigantic temple of Vishnu. Listen to the native chant.
First again with the back of men. First again with the back of men.
Ah, we see an old, old man getting up to leave this temple. Let's get him over here.
There was a man, a very old and feeble man. They say that he's past 35, still alive.
Why?
Sarah Tan.
Ah, there's a younger man leaving the temple. Let's find out why he's leaving. Let's
I say, my good fellow, why are you leaving? Are you too many relatives? Eh?
No.
A too beastly hop?
No.
Did someone step on your itsy bitsy toes?
No.
Oh, tell me, my good man, why are you leaving the temple?
Theo.
Hindu the Hindu faker. He can climb a rope on him and disappear. He walks barefooted through a fire and not once does he perspire, though the flames are up against his ear. But there's a trick that stops him, and it really is a terrible heartbreaker. When his wife gets him on the spot, that's the time it gets too hot for Hindu the Hindu faker. Never put bananas in the refrigerator. No, 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 no.
Good advice, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Now, Charlie, I just want to say that I was very proud of the way Brother Alan performed on the banjo yesterday.
Oh, it was fair.
You know, and usually when Alan plays, you stand around biting your nails, but you didn't do that yesterday.
Well, you see...
Kurt, there's a reason for that.
Well, why, Alan?
Well, just before I started to play, I hit his teeth.
My day will come, Alan Massey. My day will come. But now, Curtis, you know, I heard you humming one of my favorite tunes a while ago.
Are you referring to Need You?
Indeed I am, sir. Indeed I am. How about busting out with the words of said song?
Say no more, Joe.
Need you. Oh, how I need you. Then I I'm sorry, dear. I need you. Oh, how I need you. Come back, my darling, and mend my heart.
Ah, fine, Kurt. I'll buy that one. Say, Kurt, did you notice the happy expressions on the Robin sisters' faces tonight?
Oh, I sure did, Charlie. You know, I wonder why. Come over here, kids, Robin sisters. Come over. Wait a minute. Now, why all this happiness, huh?
Well, Mr. Massey, we had more luck at George's party yesterday.
Well, just what do you mean, luck?
Well, we played a game with Tom, Dick, and Harry called Spin the Plate. And every time they lost, they had to give us a kiss, a faucet, a bale of hay.
And you were lucky.
Lucky? Why, Mr. Massey, we went home with 3 tons of hay.
I heard those crazy words the other day. Cocorocacotequi really had me up a tree. So I went down to a Mexican cafe. Cocorocacotequi. I asked a friendly leader right away. But he didn't understand, was the leader of the band. Single word of USA. And so I guess I'll never know. I know because I know. No.
Is it a city?
No.
Is it a kitty?
No.
It could mean
unga, king-a-ling-a-ling, unga, king-a-ling, which doesn't mean a single thing to me. Ooh-bop-o-bop, but a Carson makes me so. No matter where I go, I'm as happy as a happy guy can be. With crow-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-dope-ca-
I know, because I know, I know. Is it a city? No, no, no. A little kitty? No, no, no. It could mean hunger, hunger, ging-a-ling-a-ling, hunger, hunger, ging-a-ling, which doesn't mean a single thing to me. Boop-a-boop-a-boop, when it fascinates me so, then no matter where I go, I'm as happy as a happy guy can be.
Talking about your friend and mine, half singer, half wit, George Beatty.
Yes, sir.
For it's always fair weather when good fellows get together with a spine on the table and a good song ringing clear. Yes, it's always fair weather when your good friends remember your birthday. And yesterday was it. And the whole Plantation Jubilee Gang gathered my home to celebrate the passing of another milestone in my life and wish me a happy second childhood. As I entered my front door, I heard voices that were strangely familiar.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Though your arteries are hardening, happy birthday.
My living room was a scene of unrestrained jubilation. The Robin sisters were up on the grand piano doing a hand balancing act. And Charlie Lyons was trying to get into the grandfather's clock to make a telephone call. Then they showered me with birthday presents, the like of which I've never seen. Kurt Massey gave me a bottle of toilet water called Old Leather. This morning I sprinkled some on myself and then went out for a walk and a horse tried to get under me. No kidding, it's very expensive stuff. It costs $5 an ounce. Besides, I got a nickel back on the bottle. Charlie Lyons gave me something to use when I write my jokes. A portable typewriter with a built-in deodorizer. From Robin's sisters, I got a beautiful hand-knitted tie, and they knitted it all themselves. It started out to be a sweater, but they changed their minds and made it into a necktie. The first necktie I ever saw was sleeves. And Tom, Dick, and Harry gave me something I've always wanted, a Chinese back scratcher. I can hardly wait to try it out. All I have to do now is find a Chinaman who wants his back scratched. Well, Sutton knows that I like to read, so he got me a pair of bookends. I always like to receive bookends. That's the part I read first. You should have seen what I got from our producer, Frank Crystal, often referred to as the Beau Brummel of the sound room. He gave me a beautiful sport coat. It has large red and white stripes with purple lapels. To give yourself an idea of what it looks like, just picture an Arizona sunset with a belt in the back. He told me it was the very latest thing, but I don't know. I happened to be looking through the pockets, and I found two ticket stubs to the Dempsey-Willard fight. Just then, a messenger boy appeared at the door. It was a wire of congratulations from my good friend, Ned Tollinger. It read, "Dear George, congratulations on your 25th birthday. I was too little to send a telegram then." Then we all sit down at the table, and you should have seen that bunch eat. The way they went after that roast turkey, you'd think it was still alive. Alan Maskey insisted on making the salad, so I told him to go ahead. He prides himself on his cucumber salad. He makes it different from anybody else. When you eat his cucumber salad, you don't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with heartburn. You get it immediately. For dessert, we had strawberries and cream, but we didn't have enough to go around. By the time we got to Tom, Dick, and Harry, we were all out of strawberries and cream, so we had to give them buttermilk and radishes. Then they brought in the cake, and believe me, it was beautiful. The little candles were arranged to spell happy birthday. And right underneath was my name, spelled out in sliced bananas. I cut the first piece and gave it to my friend, Britt Wood. He took a big bite and started to cough. I said, "What's the matter, Britt? Anything wrong?" He says, "My mother used to put nicer stuff than that in my mouth to stop me from swearing." But Charlie Lyons took a piece home with him. The piece that had his teeth stuck in it. But all joking aside, folks, I know people who simply hate to have birthdays, but they don't bother me a bit. If a man does a good day's work every day, eats the proper food, and gets 8 hours sleep every night, he can live to be 100. Providing, of course, he keeps it up long enough.
But it's always fair weather when good fellas get together with a stein on the table and a good song ringing clear.
Thank you, George Beattie. We'll be looking for you next week.
Say, Kurt, Aunt Jenny really went for your fiddle playing yesterday.
Well, I'm awfully glad she liked it, Charlie.
And she said she'd bake you a chocolate cake if you'd play a down-home rag.
Man, that's a deal.
Wow, well done, Kurt. Well done. And I believe I'd like to have a piece of that cake, too, myself. And now our adopted sons of the plantation, the Westerners, grab the super chief and start riding down to Santa Fe.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west, o'er the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old get old, gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go, riding down to Santa Fe. Riding down to Santa Fe.
Charlie Lyon, I know you feel kind of tired, but you can't get any work done sitting down.
Well, now, boss man, I do my best work sitting down. In fact, that's where I shine.
Brother, what continuity.
Yeah, shape.
Shine away your blues in. Shine, start with your shoes in. Shiny place up, make it look like new. Shine your face up, want to see you wear a smile at two. And shine your these and those in. You'll find that everything will turn out fine. Folks will shout to you. Everybody gonna how to do you. You'll make the whole world shine. Shine the way your blues in. Shine, start with your shoes in. Shine each place up. Make it look like new. Shine your face up. Wanna see you wear a smile or two. Oh, shine these and those in. You'll find that everything will turn out fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody gonna how to do you. You'll make the whole world shine.
That's fine. Well done, McGrew.
I say, Charlie.
Well, what now, TD&H?
Well, we were overlooking a George's birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the jewelry. And it reminded us of a song.
Well, he said foolishly. Which one?
All that glitters is not gold.
My old grandma, she once told me,
what?
Don't believe all you hear or see.
Uh-huh.
When someone says you have no fault,
uh-huh,
take it with a grain of salt.
All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All that glitters is not gold.
Never be foolish and naive.
Ah.
When someone wants you to believe, his life without you is so dull. Do not be too gullible.
All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All that glitters is not gold.
Now one man tell you that he is able to entertain a Betty Grable, but he would prefer you instead. Don't let it turn your stupid head.
All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All that glitters is not gold.
Bluebeard, he was a man of mighty charm. Lady Love melted in his arm.
Huh?
Not that she wasn't so well bred.
Huh?
She just simply lost her head.
All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All that glitters is not gold.
Now, Samson wore hair to shoulder length. It was the secret of his strength. Delilah worked for the rival mob.
So she gave him a boyish vow.
Oh, all of that glitters is not gold. All of that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All of that glitters is not gold.
Now, Helen of Troy had the gorgeous face. In beauty contest, she won first place. She launched 1,000 ships, they say. The Henry Kaiser of her day.
All of that glitters is not gold. All of that glitters is not gold. That's a story often told. All of that glitters is not gold.
That very fine little chorus, Tom, Dick, and Harry, with a little calypsoing for it. Very well done. Well, now, friends, it's time for the plantation choir to step up to the microphone and join Kurt Nask as he sings Perry Jacob Bond's immortal I Love You Truly.
I love you truly.
I want to thank you for the whole gang, Alan Massey and the Westerners, the Robin Sisters, George Beatty, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the Plantation Choir. This is Kurt Massey saying goodnight.
Oh, we hope you've had a good time. We hope you've had a good time. Your worries won't be long.
Now we're
trying to
sing
a song
all the gang together on Plantation Jubilee, originated and written by Gordon Vandover, produced and directed by Frank Crystal. This is Charlie Lyon.
Plantation
Jubilee, thank you from Hollywood and the Mutual Broadcasting System.